The World Food Program warned last week that more than 70% of the population in South Sudan will struggle to survive the heights of this year's lean season as the country copes with unprecedented levels of food insecurity caused by conflict, climate shocks, COVID-19 and rising costs. WFP's communications officer in South Sudan, Marwa Awad, says an estimated 8.3 million people in South Sudan, including refugees, will face extreme hunger in the coming month.
We're witnessing the worst hunger crisis to date in South Sudan. Over 8 million people are extremely hungry, and this includes tens of thousands of people who could starve if we're unable to reach them with food assistance. We're seeing people's resilience fading in the face of the ongoing conflict, the floods, and rising food prices. We have solutions. We have the programs that can help to build people's resilience and to restore their livelihoods. But we need the funding to scale up and reach more people.
Awad says how Sudan forms part of what Awad calls a ring of fire, encircling the globe where climate shocks, conflict, the pandemic, and rising costs are driving millions closer to starvation. 45-year-old Kenny Magongmoth says last year's unprecedented flash floods in Bor and other parts of the country destroyed farms, while insecurity caused by intercommunal conflicts hinder people like herself from accessing cultivated fields. The mother of six girls says she is struggling to feed her family.
The feeding of the children has really stressed me up. This is the reason why I kept moving to cultivate the vegetables. The UN provided food. You cannot depend on it only now because it has been cut. When rations were enough, I was able to do other things to generate money so that the children go to school. But now it is only two of my children who are in school. My husband is a soldier and he is in a Kobo now. His salary cannot support us. He gets 3,000 SSP, which cannot provide meals for 2 days.
Moth says she largely depends on food rations provided by the UN World Food Program, but the WFP cut those rations 6 months ago. Moth says she resorted to cultivating a small vegetable garden along the river to generate a small amount of income to feed her children.
Another problem now is the hiking of prices at the market. 2 weeks ago, 2 liters of oil was 4,000 SSP, but now it costs 5,000 SSP. A sack of sugar used to be 15,000 SSP, but it is now 20,000 SSP. This increase is too much. Someone like me cannot afford such prices.
60-year-old Abol Malwal says she is unable to farm because of her age and illness. She says the food ration she receives from the WFP is too small to support her. Malwal says she fears she will starve when the current situation continues.
The food ratio we are getting currently are very small and cannot sustain us for long. There is nothing else but the elderly people such as me, who has no children to support them, are likely to starve. So I appeal to the UN to listen to our voices and increase the rations so that we survive.
Last year, the United Nations World Food Program announced it would suspend food assistance for more than 100,000 displaced people in parts of South Sudan as part of what it called a prioritization exercise driven by funding shortages. In a press release issued last week, Adeyinka Badejo, deputy country director of the World Food Program in South Sudan, said the impact of the climate crisis and ongoing conflict have led to large-scale displacement, livelihoods losses, the destruction of arable land and crops, as well as rising food prices, threatening the survival of communities living in some of the most isolated areas in Jonglei, Lakes, Unity, and Warabi states. For VOA News, I am Deng Gai Deng in Bor.